The next coach on the teleconference is Maryland's D.J. Durkin. Maryland hosts Towson on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Hey, guys. Sorry I was running a couple minutes late. Appreciate you joining us this afternoon. Just getting ready for practice, obviously, coming off a big win. Excited about that. And you know, got work to do. Got a challenging opponent coming up this week. First home game. Our guys are excited about that. And so just getting ready to prepare. With that, I'll open up for any questions.
Thank you, Coach. We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question comes from the line of Jeremiah Davis with Cedar Rapid Gazette.
Hey, Coach, I was just curious about Tyrell's injury, when you found out and how hard that conversation was with him.
Yeah, not very easy. I mean, that's always a tough conversation, and unfortunately, it's part of the game. Injuries come up, but it wasn't easy. I mean, Pigs worked really hard to prepare himself to earn that job, earn the starting job, and you know, he went out and played really, really well. I think he was excited about his performance, and so to have that happen, and he was, you know, extremely disappointed. He's not a guy that's really ever been hurt in his career, so you know, it's gonna be a different thing for him to deal with, but. He's mentally tough. He's physically tough. He'll bounce back and be as good as ever.
And then, how do you feel about your situation with your backup situation and going forward this year? What the offense is going to look like?
Yeah, I mean, just a lot the same. I mean, you know, Kasim came in the game and played well. We didn't really change much of what we're doing, and he can do all that and execute it. And you know, we're very, very confident with Kasim, and that's why, I mean, those two guys competed all the way up until. Game week as to who the starter was going to be. So for good reason. We feel strongly about both of them, and now with Pig down, it would be Kasim's turn.
Thanks, Coach.
Right, thank you.
Your next question is from the line of Eric Olson with Associated Press.
Yeah, DJ. Special teams kind of found the spotlight for good or bad in your game against Texas. Could you kind of just give your observation on why maybe there's that kind of breakdown on special teams both ways at this point in the season? Is it a matter of amount of time you can spend on it in preseason, or is it just that something that gets better as the season goes on?
It's not a matter of time, at least I can speak for our part. I mean, we spend a lot of time on special teams, a lot. It's very important to part of what we do, and so to have those breakdowns was very disappointing. There was also a lot of bright spots with us, you know, obviously blocking the kick for a touchdown. And I think that kickoff return we had out, you know, whatever 70 yards or so was we needed it really big at that time. That got momentum back in our favor, but lack of protection and coverage on the punt return and the blocked field goal is inexcusable. So I don't know. It's not a matter of time or anything else. It's a matter of us not executing, and we're certainly going to get that corrected.
And one other thing, you know, and this, I know you're playing Towson this week, but with regard to where you're at right now versus where you were a year ago, when you play a team like Texas versus playing Howard like you did last year to start the season, does that put you ahead of the game as far as just kind of how you feel about your team, what you know about your team?
Yeah, I suppose, I mean, more than anything, just going on the road game one and, you know, being in a hostile environment and coming away with a win, certainly you find out more. I mean, there was adversity in that game, and so we did find out a lot about our team, about ourselves, which was, you know, a good thing. But at the end of the day, it's one game. You're 1-0, and so it's, you know, you got to do everything you got to do to find a way to somehow get to 2-0. That's how the season works.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, press star, then the number 1. Your next question comes from the line of Christopher Heidel with Herb FM Radio.
Hey, Coach DJ, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Congratulations on the big win on Saturday down in Texas. Talk about playing against a state school in Towson. What do you see getting ready for that game on Saturday?
You know, they look good on tape. Week one, they had a shutout. Their defense was playing fast, running fast. They were all over the place. I thought they were, you know, well coached and fundamentally sound, and they do, you know, a lot of different things in offensive personnel groups and that to, you know, give you some things to prepare for defensively. And you know, they have an All-American returner back who's also their tailback. So in terms of special teams and coverage and all that, you really got to be on it. So it's a good pass for our guys and challenge for them this week, and they know that. We spent a lot of time on them yesterday getting them prepared and scouting reports and all that, and we're going to go out and have another practice today. And you know, that's what it is, man. Every week you get tested somehow, some way. It's just, you know, figuring out what you got to do and then going out and executing and trying to find a way to get a win.
And let's talk about playing against teams in the state of Maryland. Is this good for you guys to get some of the local teams together and helps, you know, promote the football in the state of Maryland?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure in some ways it definitely helps. We have a, you know, great relationship with the schools around here and believing one another and the football in this area.
Well, good luck and have good luck on Saturday.
Okay, thank you.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and best of luck this weekend.
Okay, thank you.